It's 6:14 here on the Keel Iron Kip with you this afternoon. A reminder, if you're just joining us, school closings, cancellations, and delays for tomorrow. Chapel Hill, Carrboro City Schools on a two-hour delay tomorrow. Orange County Schools on a three-hour delay. Durham Public Schools on a two-hour delay. Alamance Burlington Schools, optional teacher work day, but it's closed for students tomorrow. That's the updates that we've got. Check out our website, chapelboro.com. We'll continue to update you there throughout the night with closures, cancellations, and delays as we receive them. Just continue to be careful into tomorrow morning for slick road conditions. We are live and local this hour with local music, and we've got some special guests, very special guests here in the studio. Laura Lynn Dossett and Libby Rodenbow, they're going to be both on stage tomorrow and Friday at Playmakers for their Music Makers concert featuring Laura Lynn Dossett and all of her terrific music and some other great musicians from North Carolina. A whole group are going to be on stage at Playmakers for the next 2 days. PlaymakersRep.org is the website. Get more information there. Libby Rodenbow, of course, with Mipso. You can get more information on them at MipsoMusic.com. Thank you so much for being with us today. The first song was terrific, Libby. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks, Joni. Glad to be here.
Yeah, the first time I ever heard that song, it wasn't the Joni Mitchell version. It was the Sarah McLachlan version. So that's the canon one for me.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I heard it in a Denny's. It was just sort of playing as part of the holiday music.
I think that's a kind of perfect
it's
scene.
It's kind of a perfect
it,
scene for it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. It's beautifully melancholy.
But I love that song. So, Laura, let me start with you. Tell us about the concert tomorrow. How did it all come together?
Well, for the last 4 years, I've been hosting a concert at the National Folk Festival called Songs of Hope and Justice, where I bring my pals together to do social justice songs. Some of them are labor songs, different songs that play on the tradition of folk music speaking to the issues of our times. And those have been really fun, and we've had a good time as musicians who don't typically play together collaborating on that show. So this year, I've worked quite a bit with Playmakers and with Triad Stage, and neither of them had holiday shows this year. And I called them both up and said, how about if we put on a show? Let me get my crew together. And they both said yes. So we did.
Imagine they jump at that,
well,
right?
Yeah. I guess so. Everyone seemed pretty excited about it. So we did a couple shows last week in Greensboro, and we're going to be this week, tomorrow night and Friday night. And this is the first time I've played with Libby formally. I think we may have sung in my living room last year. We're both from Greensboro, and Libby went to school with my daughters, actually, and I've known her family for a long time, and have been a big fan of Mipso and watched them as they've developed and exploded over the years. So, this is a real treat to have her on the show with us.
Awesome. And Libby, tell us about Mipso. Fifth album came out this year, and I know the last couple of years have been just wild in terms of how big the band has gotten.
Well, I don't know. I think when you're in the midst of it, you see things a little more incrementally. Mm-hmm. And that's how it feels to us. It's sort of just like hopefully you're headed in an upward direction, but it's kind of at a plodding pace sometimes. although also kind of paradoxically, it's very fast in that we're moving around so much. Maybe that's part of it, is that you don't have a lot of time to reflect, which is a good thing, especially being that we're young and we don't have like kids and families yet. We just got back from a tour of Sweden just a few days ago, and which is why I missed the first installment of this concert series. And
That's a decent excuse, though.
We had more snow when I got back here than I saw the whole time in Sweden.
Yeah, I was talking with my parents up in Michigan, and they have randomly no snow at all up there.
Yeah.
So they were, I don't know, living vicariously through me or vice versa. I'm not sure how that conversation was going. The fifth album of Mipso came out earlier this year. It's called Edges Run. What's been the reaction to it?
I think mostly positive. Mm-hmm. It's a spacier album than we've made before. So people who like spacey things are gravitating toward it.
Awesome.
And we've been figuring out how to translate the songs live over the past year. And that is like one of my favorite puzzles. So that's been really fun to do.
Very cool. Again, speaking with Libby Rodenbow and Laura Lynn Dossett, they're both going to be on stage at Playmakers tomorrow night and Friday night, 7:30 both nights for the special holiday concert, PlaymakersRep.org. Who else is going to be on stage with you?
Well, goodness, Riley Bogus, who is an amazing clawhammer banjo player from Walkertown, North Carolina. He was, you might know him from other tours. He was in the in the film Cold Mountain. He's toured with Dirk Powell. Deshaun and Wendy Hickman are from Mount Airy, North Carolina, and they're with a band called the Allen Boys, which is North Carolina's only performing Sacred Steel band, and they're so fun and amazing, and they make me weep.
Awesome.
They're just so fantastic. Let's see, who else? I've got Alex Bingham playing bass. He's from what's the name of the band that he is mostly, Look Homeward?
Yeah, yeah. He's in a band called Look Homeward, yeah. And he's also, like, plays bass in, I would say, 20 to 30 other
Ryan
right,
and he's producing
right.
records and doing
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And an amazing dobro player from Greensboro named Alex McKinney. I think that's everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's a really fun, and what's fun also, Scott Manring is the other person. He plays guitar and banjo. So at a couple different times in the show, you've got both pedal steel and dobro going, and those two are having such a good time playing off of each other. And a couple times we've got two clawhammer banjos going, which some people may not like, but I'm one of those people who always says more banjo.
You can always get more banjos.
You can always have more banjo. So there's some really nice, interesting mixes of sounds happening. So we're having a great time.
That's going to be really cool. Mm-hmm. And a special appearance by Ray Dooley of Playmakers, mm-hmm. who I think has it now written into his contract officially that every time he appears somewhere, it has to be billed as a special appearance by Ray Dooley of Playmakers.
Anything Ray does is a special
exactly,
appearance.
Exactly, right?
Sure.
It's going to be it's going to be a terrific show.
He was
show.
In the cast of Leaving Eden, and mm-hmm. it was a joy to watch him every night. It was really
what
great.
Was it like to do Leaving Eden? I mean, some of the songs from Leaving Eden are you wrote a long time ago, right?
Just Leaving Eden.
Yeah.
The rest of them were written particularly for the play. That's another whole interview. I'll come back and talk to you about Leaving Eden another time. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Well,
yeah.
I just want to mention while we're on the subject of Laura Lynn's plays that the Beautiful Star soundtrack was actually some of my first exposure to like traditional string band music because
nice.
I grew up playing violin in Greensboro, but I took classical lessons like
right,
Suzuki
right.
Method. And I had not really heard fiddle. And I discovered one of my favorite old-time fiddle players, Steph Coleman, who was playing in the Beautiful Star Band when I was in high school, I think.
Right.
So that like that really was a little seed that led to me heading into a direction of playing fiddle one day.
I was curious about what that transition is or what is the seed for people. Because when you start taking violin lessons and you're 8 years old, it's always classical pieces. And at some point, people get into the fiddle and folk music, but there's got to be that day when you first discover it. So
yeah, I mean, I think some people do still start out in the tradition, but mm-hmm. it's probably rarer. And maybe the people who do are like beginners in their teens or 20s instead of little kids. But for me, I think I was going through probably what is like a typical thing that people in their early 20s go through, which is sort of like reckoning with the place I was from. And I was kind of doing an about face from my like teenage angst, which, you know, propelled me far away from this state. And I was getting really curious about North Carolina and about the South. And being that I played violin, that seemed like a kind of convenient inroad. Mm-hmm. And I was at UNC at the time, and there was a great folklore program there. So mm-hmm. it kind of was easy to dovetail with my studies, and everything just sort of fell into place mm-hmm. that way.
Awesome.
Stephanie Coleman is a particularly inspiring fiddler.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
And human being, too.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Again, playmakersrep.org for more information about the show tomorrow evening and Friday evening on stage at 7:30. Let's hear some more music. What are
sure.
we going to hear next?
I'm going to do a song that I wrote for a song cycle for the North Carolina Symphony about 5 years ago, and it was performed with Rhiannon Giddens on fiddle, Joe Newberry was playing banjo, Mike Compton was on mandolin, and 80 of my closest friends from the North Carolina Symphony backing us up. So this is called, this is one of the songs from that. It's called String of Pearls.
Go for it.
I'm a stranger on a winter's night, mile after mile, light after light, the moon a lantern or the frozen world, moon after moon on a string of pearls.
I am a mother. I count the years, day after day, tear after tear. My boys beloved and my precious girls. Joy after joy on a string of pearls. I am a daughter and I am a son. Heart after heart, a hope begun. My mother's hands, my father's curls. Love after love on a string of pearls. I am a stranger on a winter's night. Reach for the joy and lean for the light. The moon, a lantern, or the frozen world. Moon after moon on a string of pearls. A distant candle, the stars a swirl. Moon after moon on a string of pearls.
It's Libby Rodenbo and Laura Lynn Dossett together here in the studio. They're both going to be on stage along with many others tomorrow and Friday for the holiday concert at Playmakers Repertory Company, 7:30 both nights, playmakersrep.org, the website. Back with more from Laura Lynn Dossett and Libby Rodenbo as Live and Local continues after this.